Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They don't believe even exists. Most people are running around on operating code, programming code. They think that they're living, but they're not living. They're just alive. There's a difference between being alive and actually living. And most people haven't even come close to living yet. And that's an absolute fact. You're just alive. Just breathing, inhaling atmospheric gases and, you know, punching the clock and or going about your daily business.
Going live with Mr. Billy Carson, man. It's going up.
You know, attending to your kids and going for walks, but you think that you're living. There's much more that you can tap into. A lot of people that are in that position, in those positions, they're wondering, is there more than this? Is this all there is? Like, is this it? There's a lot more. And we're going to show you how to unlock those codes, tap into them, because you can live now. You don't have to wait to die so that you can live. That's the illusion they want to sell you. You can live, you know, of this account. Now, I think things are okay.
What's going on with the God, man?
Oh, man, it's all good, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me make sure I got everything straight and good to go.
Yeah.
Goddamn camera.
I was just telling these people, man, we have this workshop coming up.
Yeah.
How to unlock your supermind codes. It's going to be May 27th, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time start time. They don't want to miss this event, man.
No, I'm excited for this one, man. I'm excited to share a lot of, you know, just the codes and the secrets of, you know, the formulas that I formulate my life on. You know what I mean? That works for me on a daily basis. I know for a fact that there's nobody that's in the world that's successful that doesn't have formulas, right? That doesn't have ways. Like, billionaires understand the secrets of the universe and how to crack that and use that in order to be able to, you know, produce their will. So, you know, it's no different from when you see me and the good brother Billy Carson, and we're producing our ideas into reality. And when you double that, being a melanated man in this world comes with its own set of problems on top of being an entrepreneur, business person, being a light bringer, dealing with the daily strategies of having to fight the war of people who want to hate you, people want to bring you down, right? Then having to conjure your own ideas and bring them into reality. And there's a lot that goes along with this. So how does one keep their boat sturdy during the storm, right? And those are the codes that we're going to hack.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. Like I was talking the other day, I think I was doing a live rant the other day, right?
Yeah.
I was going in. You know, sometimes I go crazy. But I was trying to tell people, like, the codes exist not only in our consciousness, but they also exist out here in the matrix, because the people that set this world up, the people behind the scenes that pull all the strings, they have a system in place, or multiple systems in place, that are designed to hold the majority of people down, only letting a few slip through. But they themselves never, ever get caught in that net. Why? Because they left breadcrumbs. They have the cipher. They have the key to the codes to unlock. So they know how to maneuver through this matrix. And even though all these laws and all these rules and all this stuff exists, they always are unscathed. Why? Because they understand and know the codes. They know how to unlock those codes, because they're the ones who hid those codes in them. In video games, they call them Easter eggs, right? Where they hide these little codes in the video game.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids, whichever kid knows, you know, where the Easter eggs are, they can get to the highest level the fastest, right?
That's a fact.
So, yeah, that also exists in here. In the consciousness. And so we're going to go into some of these codes, and I got a ton of codes, you know, that I access and utilize in my life on a daily basis.
I'm excited to hear your mathematics, man, and the things that you break down, you know, because listening to you, and here's the thing, there's a lot of things that I know for a fact that people have unconscious codes that they use, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you do things so well, and it's not until somebody asks you a question that you quantify that, oh, that is my process. So you're able to reverse engineer that. And a lot of us, we are naturally aligned to do things the right way, right? And when you find out a strength and you find out something that you have, and you double that down, and then you find out what that formula is, it becomes a system that you can continuously utilize, right? And that's a power that I've learned to extract within myself. So being self-observant in that manner, I'm like, damn, Keys, how were you able to get that done? Because you can be in your process of flow, right? And there's a way you can activate flow, and we definitely gonna talk about that, just activating the flow of the mind. But when I'm activating the flow of the mind, that's when I'm like, okay, how am I able to continuously do these things particularly successful, right? Now, for the weakest minds in the world, they're going to think it's orchestrated by outside entities. They're not going to look at the interior power that you have to say that that man is controlling the world. He's controlling his world by his power of mastery over the mind, right? Being able to take that light that's in his mind and tap into the light matter that's in reality and bend things to him, because we live in a holographic universe. It's easy to change. So, you know, God talk ain't for everybody, right? There's, you know, everybody talks about John Morant, right? People talk about that because he learned how to tap into a flow of his mind. And it's not enough to just tap into that flow. You have to get what they call psychological wholeness, right? And this is what's missing that I've studied. This is what's missing from the vast majority of young male and female population, is that they haven't learned how to develop wholeness in the sense that they know how to go out in the world and deal with it, right? To where a lot of them resort back to childish behaviors, and they think that the responsibility is someone else, or their mother, or their father, somebody's gonna handle it. And so they get stuck in the eternal boy and the eternal girl phase, right? Yeah. And helping people break out of that to become mature and become grown is the key, because I've learned that in my own self. Like, I'm like, damn, there were so many times where I thought I was a man and I wasn't yet. And if you don't have that self-awareness to check yourself, because the ego go tell you I'm grown. No, you got to, anytime somebody young talking about they grown, that's a little boy and a little girl talking. They want to be past where they are. The mature mind has to go through a process of development. The brain doesn't stop developing to 25. So anybody that says they grown before 25 is a goddamn lie, right? So if you're not developing yourself, and part of that, for some of you all that don't know how to listen, you know what I'm saying? Because as I listen to Brother Billy Carson, me and him have long conversations where we can go back and forth and build with each other. Some of you all look at us and you think celebrity, you think popular person, right? And so you are listening for the sake of, I want the most popular person, or I'm this fan of this person, so I want to hear them. And you never, this is not a singer, this is not a rapper. So that means that you're never present to actually take in the information. And that's part of the code as well. You know what I'm saying? Like shutting that monkey mind that you have off and turning on that God mind to be able to absorb information, allow it to become you, to activate execution.
Yeah, you said it so well, man. That's so true. We have to learn to become more present, and not only becoming present, but then how much comprehension do you have on what you're present about? When you hear the information and it comes across your ears and goes into your brain and starts getting sorted all out, how much of that do you comprehend? And what you don't comprehend, how much of it are you going back to replay and look it up and dig deeper into it so you can grasp and get a comprehension? A lot of people just want surface comprehension. We had a conversation about that the other day. They don't want the real knowledge. They want surface comprehension. But we got to teach you, how do you dig deeper to within yourself and learn and understand and, like you say, bring awareness to situations? Because without awareness, we have nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a brain injury, and I didn't know that my lack of navigation capability, like just my local brain GPS to know where I'm going, even getting out of elevators and finding my car at malls, I didn't correlate that to the car accident. Mm. I didn't have any awareness that the car accident was a reason for my poor ability to go to find my way around, until I went to a doctor who gave me a spec scan, analyzed my brain, and then I found out that it was because of that situation that caused this thing in my brain that caused me to lose my capability to know where the hell I am. And because one big part was awareness, just the awareness of what the connection was between the two began the healing process in my own brain. Just the awareness of it alone, not to mention then doing the physical exercises, the brain exercises, and taking the mental supplements. But still, the number one thing the doctor told me was the awareness is what began the healing process.
Bro,
that's what we got to do.
No, everything you said was 100%. Like, you know, I'm going to see you in Detroit May 19th, and I want to definitely dig deep into that, because I was talking with my brother Idris Sandu earlier, and he was right on time with what I've been thinking about, because we're going into this era of, you know, customization and personalization, right? Wealth and resources allow you to personalize reality to where it fits your strengths, right? And it can correct your weaknesses. When you're poor, you don't have the ability to have personalization and customization, right? You have to take what's given to the masses. You have to take general information that's given to the masses and hope that it works for you, right? But when you have personalized physician, they're giving you care based on your biology, right? On a biological level, right? So now you're going to look at Billy Carson and say, okay, you might be on Instagram or YouTube and listening to general information about brain injuries or ways to try to get your memory together. But when you do that brain scan, that's personalization, right? So now your mind is saying that, wait a minute, you're taking this whole, you know, big picture, and you're becoming aware of the general concept, but the mind needs surgical, right? Ability to laser focus in on what's the personalized thing that's wrong with you or right with you. And now it can say, okay, brain injury, car accident, this particular area of the brain, you actually see it. Now your brain awareness goes here and now is able to heal, because you're able to put more energy and focus on the solution versus here's my problem, the whole brain.
Mm-hmm. So, exactly. So true. This is why you guys got to do two things. The first thing is sign up for our Unlocking the Supermind Code workshop. The link is in the bio on my account. The second thing is I'll be speaking live on the 19 Keys Highest Level Tour. That's going to be May 19th in Detroit. I'll be there in person. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you click the link in his bio and get yourself a ticket and show up at the event.
Yo, so let me tell you something that we're going to do, right? It's going to be amazing. So, you know, studying multi-sensory experiences, right? As I've been studying this because, you know, I really want to. Have you ever did a TED Talk?
Yeah.
Right. So in TED Talks, you know, you allow the stages to present concepts and ideas from minds around the world, right? But we're doing that for the culture, right? We're doing that for us because there's a lot of concepts and ideas, right? And one of the things about it is that we no longer have to fight when we make stages for each other, right? Like people think that, oh, my idea is better, this idea is better. Just present it to the people. You'll get your equal opportunity. And you can tell superior knowledge because superior knowledge is grasped. You know, those are the people that are going to tap in. More people will. You can't get mad because you present information and knowledge and the people don't like what you're saying. Then you have to either learn how to present it better or find a higher truth that resonates with the mind, because it's a representation of you tapping into those codes, right? It's a representation of you becoming more effective in your communication skills and your production and everything that you do. So I'm big on people stopping all this complaining about where you want to be in life, what you want to work, and learning the application and the science of how to make it work, right? So this personalization and customization that we teach, right, is on a level to where, you know, we can allow the average person to have, you know, a foul on themselves, right? Like imagine the aliens came and picked you up in a UFO. They done probed every aspect of you and they created this big foul to know who you are and they gave it to you. And they, hey, we just picked you up just to give you the information. So now you can go back down to earth and now you have everything that you need to reprogram yourself, right? Same thing. That's what the CIA would do, or the FBI, or any organization, right? This school gives you a bunch of A's and B's and C's. That don't tell you about yourself, right? That's actually just telling you one aspect of your memory and some of your learning capabilities. But when you actually learn who you are and you have awareness over self, you know, it's like we got different meditation types, different internal and external processing types and design types and mathematic types and body types and everything. And it's like, damn, even trauma types that we go through. So we talk about trauma, but we got different attachment styles, you know, different childhood developments. There's so much. And when you go through that, even when we talk about love languages, right? It's like we got to personalize everything, but wealth is that personalization. So now we can afford to do that. So that's what I really want to dive deep into. By the time you leave, you're going to have a file on yourself that you're going to be able to use forever. And you're going to have awareness of your whole self and develop psychological wholeness.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That awareness, man. It's going to be a deep, deep workshop. And I'm also looking forward to hopping on the stage with you.
Man, you're about to turn it up. But that,
man, it's going
to
be crazy.
So I didn't even think I finished what I was saying. The multi-sensory experience was about. So that's why I said I'm going to talk to you. So now I got an idea of where I want to go with some of the conversation. And nice. When we're talking, I want B-roll to flash. I want the color of the lights to be controlled based on the subject and the mood of the conversation. I want the sound, the auditory sound, to be admitted. We might have different frequencies, right? Fear frequencies to love frequencies to gamma, right? It may be sound of, you know, airplanes. If we're talking about that.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So we're creating a multi-sensory experience that ignites the senses because all of us learn differently, right? Some of us learn, and this is something that you all have to know, what is your learning type, right? Once you learn your learning type, then you say, okay, I've been trying to learn by reading and looking at things, right? But I may be sensory based on auditory experience and I need to listen more, right? You may be more of a visual person. And so it can enhance that ability, and now you can see that learning curve and you can take in information, and it allows you to love that information more. Because once you have a learning disability, you take it out on the information. You take it out on the, you might take it out on the teacher. I ain't learned nothing. Well, was the knowledge valid? Let's forget if you learned something. Do you think the knowledge was valid? Or was it your learning ability? And so I learned like how to learn, because I remember studying information that I know was good information. And I'm like, how come I can't, you know, retain this information? So I started taking lion's manes, right? I started taking the colloidal golds. So I'm not going to allow myself to be stuck at a level, right, when I know that there's ways to improve and I just haven't figured that out yet.
That's right. Absolutely. There's so much natural gifts and talents hidden within ourselves that most of us, there's so much natural gifts and talents hidden.
I think I lost it.
That most of us, we actually have amnesia about it. We forgot about it. Why?
Make sure y'all join the Supermind, Super Codes. Me and Mr. Billy Carson, it's about to get real. It's a 6-hour workshop. We're going in, sharing all the information and knowledge that we have.
Program from teachers in school, program from all the different systems that operate around you, all the marketing campaigns, everything else. People telling you that.
I'm getting hot. I've been spitting so much information. I got to cool down.
Telekinesis and psychic abilities don't exist. It's for crazy, whack people and things like that. They rob you for your creativity and all your imagination. That's when you have your imagination when you're young.
We bet.
And that imagination is literally the key to unlocking the codes.
Right.
If we could have kept that imagination when we were young, we would have had a much easier road to go coming into adulthood. But the systems, the matrices out there, they stole, we allowed them to steal our creativity and our imagination. We let them dull it. And once it became dull, we slowly became disconnected from it to the point where we can't even recognize it hardly anymore. You got to get back into your creativity and your imagination. Your money doesn't come from, you know, how hard you can work and how much labor you can do and all this kind of stuff. Your money is coming from your mind. It's coming from your conscious thoughts and your ability to be creative and imaginative. That's where your income is coming from. And then the income, it frees you up to have time to do the things that you want to do, follow your passions. devote and spend time with yourself and on yourself and your family. Learn more about yourself. Experience things. Experience this life. Experience this world. Versus just being a slave to the system and grinding 8 to 10 hours a day, spending 2-3 hours more a day in traffic, 4 or 5 hours between eating and snacks and gossiping at the water cooler. And then the next thing you know, it's time to kiss your kids on the forehead and go to bed and do it all over again. That's not living.
Yeah.
That's not living at all.
Yeah.
You're alive, but you ain't living.
Yeah. No, that's a fact. Yeah. You know, it's like, I was just thinking about something. You know, when we talk about income, it's incoming, right? So as consumers, we always have things outgoing. We don't have much incoming, right? And so, you know, a lot of people, you know, living check by check, you wait for every 2 weeks for incoming, right? But when you learn how to magnetize things by the work that you do and you're always putting out value, then you always have incoming, right? So then you become a constant magnet. You have a gravitational pull towards value. So I've always have some incoming rather than just some outgoing, right? Meaning that my energy is going out, but you have to have constant energy coming in, right? And so that's the power. It's saying that what are you producing of value that always has energy coming in? You know what I'm saying? And so you have to change your life from just outgoing to incoming. And so when people say, yo, I got 7 streams of income, right? Look how much that it has to be coming in all the time. And it's not just the, you know, oh, every 2 weeks. No, I'm doing something of value in the way that I exchange my labor and the way that I exchange my intellect to be able to produce something that is always incoming. Somebody's always calling me. The money is always coming in. More purpose is coming in. More ideas is coming in. So now when I want to talk, when I speak, I have something to say. Right. When I want to build something, I have an idea to produce. Right. When I want to build, I have energy to use or money, because money is just a form of energy. And so you have to change and become a receiver as well as, you know, a producer. You know what I'm saying? So that you always have incoming. You know what I'm saying? Just think about that.
You got to be listening to what he's saying now. What he's saying is don't chase, attract.
That's a goddamn movie.
If you're chasing, guess what? You'll never catch that. You know, when you go to, I don't go there, but they have these dogs called greyhounds, and they put this rabbit out, this fake rabbit, and they race it around the track, and these dogs chase this rabbit, but they never catch the rabbit, right? A lot of people are chasing. It's not about chasing. It's about how do you magnetize yourself? How do you attract? How do you suck things back towards you? How do you create this well where things are falling towards you instead of you running and chasing after it? But that's all part of the code. It's all part of understanding how do you become magnetized? How do you be able to attract things into your life? How do you flip a switch to where instead of pushing things away, because when you're chasing, you're pushing them away. When those dogs are running after that rabbit, they keep speeding the rabbit up.
Right.
They can't never catch that rabbit.
Right.
But guess what? The dog that's smart will sit in one spot, let those other dogs chase it around the track. And when the rabbit come back around the loop, just grab it off the rack. That's the smart dog, you see? You got to know how to be patient and wait, put the energy out, and wait for the universe to return back to you what is yours, what is rightfully yours. And so, but you have to be able to be willing to claim that power. A lot of people are still having a lot of self-doubts about themselves, self-doubts about their inner power, the power that's in them. If you're doubting your inner power, that means you're doubting God. You're doubting that there is no existence of a creator or no powerful entity that exists, because I'm telling you that same power that's out there is also inside of you. But you got to be willing to claim that power and walk in that power. And that's what we want to be able to teach you. And don't forget one other thing that's really important. When I show up out there in Detroit in just a few short days, we're going to be dropping some serious knowledge there on stage. We have the Supermind Codes workshop coming up. That's in a couple of weeks. All right, the link is in my bio. But also, 19 Keys has been nominated.
Oh yeah.
An award.
Talk to him.
At the Forbidden Conscious Awards. All right, and that's in Miami, Florida, July 30th, 2023. Make sure you're in the house, July 30th, 2023, and make sure you go to ForbiddenKnowledge.com and vote for the nominees. The top three nominees in his category is Black Magic, Richard Merritt, that's who he is, 19 Keys, and there's one other gentleman there, I forget his name now, this is all new, but you can still vote and make sure that, you know, if you want 19 Keys to win, make sure you go and put in that vote. But it's going to be an amazing night down in Miami.
Nah, that's a super fact, man. I look forward to that because you're producing aspects of a new culture that we need to see. You know what I'm saying? Like being able to reward people for doing good things and putting out the type of content media. This is why the devil's world works so well, because he has systems and machines in place to keep it going. He incentivizes people to work for his world, right? That is a way that he's learned how to build systems up and control the time that we're living in, because he's a time territorial, you know, power more. You know what I'm saying? He goes for how can I control the next 100 years, 1,000 years, right? And that's another thing that when you start to change the way you think about time, the way you think about money, right? Because most of it is, it's your dimension of thinking that needs to change, right? So like, for me, if I say, okay, this is 19 keys time, I'm not trying to get a certain amount of money. I'm building out something that's going to last over time, right? So in the next 20, 30 years, I'm saying that this is my time. Y'all can fight for the day. Y'all can fight for what happened in the past. That's fine. I'm working on time. That's when you're talking about legacy. You're talking about a person working on, you know, building something over time that will outlast their physical body, right? And when you change that thought process, you start building things that's way beyond survival. You start building things that's way beyond a dollar. You start changing things in a world that you can't even see, right? That changes reality. Then you imagine the amount of energy you need for the vision that you try to produce, because that is the only amount of energy that you're going to receive. Right. If you have a vision to change the world, then how much energy is required in order for you to complete that vision? But if you have, oh, I just want $200. Oh, I just want to get this girl that's bad. It don't require no energy. That's the same energy you need to stay broke and poor. I need the type of energy that is required to change the world. Right. So now I wake up being able to take power out of the atmosphere to keep going. And now I got all that energy. All I have to do is figure out how do I focus it. This is why men with power end up being corrupt, because they can't control all of that power. They call all of that power into existence and it goes into the wrong ways, which is why a man has to be constantly working once you call all of that power into existence, so that you're producing something with that energy that you have. Money is energy. It's billions of ions, millions of ions. So when a man and woman gets energy, it can become chaos to them because they don't know how to control it. And so being able to focus your passion and concentration, right, like a laser, is how you give birth to things and how you take that energy and you give it an outlet, because you always have an incoming. But what are you doing with that which is incoming? What are you doing with your income?
Yeah, that's it, man. So powerful. Listen, you guys, we can't keep going on and on all night long. We're going to pop back on probably on YouTube maybe in a couple of days or so. But I'm telling you, don't miss these events. Unlocking the Supermind Codes. The link is in the bio on my account here. All right. Make sure you register for that online event with unlimited replay. You'll be able to watch it over and over again. Even if you can't come on the live event, you have a link to watch it live, unlimited amounts of times, 8 hours of incredible teaching from 19 Keys and Billy Carson. Don't forget, May 19th, Detroit on the 19 Keys Highest Level Tour. I'll be there in person, in the flesh, on stage with 19 Keys. That's in a few short days. And don't forget again, July 30th, 2023. Make sure you go to Forbidden Knowledge with the number 4BiddenKnowledge.com and vote for 19 Keys under the category, I believe it's under the podcast category. So make sure you go in there and vote. He'll be in the house July 30th, 2023 in Miami, the Adrian Art Center. You can also get your tickets to that event on the same website and come walk the red carpet, take photos. If you come down there, make sure you bring the books, my books that you bought from me. I'll sign them there and we'll take photos together on the red carpet. It's going to be an amazing night.
Yo, I'm excited for this, man. I'm because this is the Super Bowl, man. This is huge. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where we both will come with our A game and it's history. And what I really want to see, you know, it's all about impact and results. So the people that become the students, the people that join in and go through the process, like I really want to see where they are a year later. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what they do with this information and this experience, because it's an experience. It's an initiation. Like once you get that, it's up to you to do what you're supposed to do with it. But we're going to do our job. So you can't say, I didn't have the information. I didn't have the codes. I didn't have the knowledge. Like, nah, this is going to be very, very, very high level. You know what I'm saying? So
super high level.
Yeah.
And you can replay it. You can pause it, replay it. You can't. Sometimes I've done live classes where everyone's scrounging to take notes as fast as they can, but I'm already on the next topic. They haven't written two sentences yet.
Yeah.
The beautiful thing about this event we're doing together, the Unlocking Supermind Codes, people can pause it and replay it unlimited amounts of times until they get it and go research what we're talking about as well, and also work applying it into their lives.
Yeah, that's it, man. Energy, the energy will be high in the building. The knowledge will be high level. So please tap in. Shout out to Dr. Sirius B in the building, man. There's some heavy hitters in the building. I'll see you all May 19th. I'll see you all at the Conscious Awards. I'll see you all at the Super Codes. This will be the greatest workshop of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. We'll see y'all there. I'll take keys. I know you're busy, man. I'm busy.
Yes, sir.
I'll get to put you later on, but we're going to break some more bread.
I look forward to it. Let's build.
All right, cool. Peace.
Peace. All right, there you have it. Please be in the building. We will be bringing our God level energy that day. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be powerful. Only come if you believe that you are going to get some value from this, that you want some transformation, you want some empowerment, right? The energy and the experience, you know, you're going to get the knowledge. Knowledge is everywhere, but it's the energy and experience that's in the building, right? That feeling of empowerment that you can take with you for the rest of time. Right. You can go back, you can study this, and you can operate off this information that we give you and this knowledge that we give you throughout time. Y'all know I give a lot of free information out and I don't mind sometimes. But when we sit down there and we talking about 8 hours, that means I'm giving, especially if you're paying, I'm giving the greatest that, listen, everything that's mine becomes yours. So let's build. You want to make more money? You want to have more joy in life and more energy? You understand me? You want to have more dynamism towards life. You want to feel more empowered. You want to be able to extrapolate all of that which is inside of you. Tap in, because this is what we do on a daily basis. We never not working, and we can teach you how to work the same. Peace, family. It's the highest level. Make sure y'all go to Mr. Billy Carson bio or check my caption and you will see the number to text so that you all can get your tickets. I love y'all. Appreciate you. I'm out. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.